for garage sales, yard sales, and rummage sales. That means the sailing season has started. We're talking about finding those deals, that kind of sailing, as well as we're going to be talking about Major League Baseball. The parks have opened up, but have you ever just studied their menus and realized what kind of food is on it? And we're also going to be talking about doing some fish frying. You're listening to The Ben Show, your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle. I am your host, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck. As always, we love hearing from all of you, your comments, stories, ideas. You can get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-BEND. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email us at bendradioshow@gmail.com. Riding along shotgun, as always, my producer, sound engineer, and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart.
Now, I know you've got a full show, and this is a fun one today that we've got lined up for y'all. But before we get to that, I just want to say congratulations. We just passed your anniversary of when you rang the cancer bell. I no longer have cancer, and you got to ring that bell.
I know. It's crazy to think it's been a few years now. Thank you for reminding me and remembering everybody and sharing that with them, because it is a special anniversary to me. And Tigger and I were talking off air earlier in the day, and he had said he brought it up, and I said, oh, I got teary eyed because I thought it was just special to me. I didn't realize it was still special to those that truly love me.
All of us, special to all of us.
But I want to take this time to those of you that are or have been following this show for years. Many of you sent wonderful messages over the years when I was sick, sent packages, gifts, things like that. I have not forgotten, and I continue to pay that forward. So thank you so much. And for those of you that are new to the show, know that Tigger and I, we've been through a lot together, and what we love is being able to share our life experiences with you. And in doing so, we understand and have grown and understand how cancer is. It doesn't affect that person, it affects their family, it affects their friends.
Their whole crew.
Their crew. It takes a village, they say, to raise kids. Well, it takes a village to get through these kind of scary circumstances. So I want to, again, say thank you to everybody that's always stood beside me and cheered me on.
And I know that there are many people that are listening. In fact, I think it's safe to say every single person listening, excuse me, and there is literally hundreds of thousands of you that are listening as we speak, you know someone that's going through cancer. It is affecting your life and somehow, and our lines are always open. If you need somebody to reach out to or to vent to, been there, done that, reach out to us at any time. So, Beck, would you just throw the email at everyone and the phone number one more time, please?
Yes, feel free to always email us at bendradioshow@gmail.com. Or as I mentioned, you can call or text 305-900-2363. Now, on to some more happier things. Yes, Major League Baseball has opened up, as well as a lot of the other ballparks in the other divisions, I guess you might want to call them. But what do Tigger and I love most about baseball? Let's be real. The food.
I've always kind of been a fan of baseball. I mean, we both have. We've been sports nuts. But until we discovered the food at the ballpark, this is game changing.
Yeah, we became foodies of the baseball.
We have. Can I tell a quick story? Is
yes.
That we've got a really great little minor league baseball team in the town where we're at, and we love supporting them, but we got to be honest, we'll scoot over there just for supper.
Yeah, we'll scoot by and just come in and be like, we're just buying food. We don't need a seat. We're just literally
and
coming in and getting food.
Well, it's going to be the same price. Doesn't matter. We're just here for the food. It's unbelievable the food that they have at these places. It's literally like a state fair.
Oh, on steroids. That's what I'm going to say.
Because didn't you go through and you kind of found a menu of some of your top items? Isn't that what you were doing?
I did. And what I realized is that depending on where you are in the country, of course, here every ballpark has honed in their, you want to say, menu.
Local delicacy, maybe.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go. They're taking those local flyers and adding it to the food. So, for example, ones that caught my eye. Atlanta Braves fan, you've got what's called the four bagger. It features, get this, four charbroiled burgers smothered in a pound of barbecue brisket, cheddar cheese, jalapenos, Reaper pepper mayo, and a fried onion ring.
I don't care if I need to down a bottle of Prilosec. I'm eating that sucker.
Yeah, and I would not have an appointment with your cardiologist the next day either. Then, okay, say you want to go to a Miami Marlins game. Get this, instead of just a good old hot dog, they serve a gator chili hot dog. Yeah, the hot dog's made out of gator meat.
I love it because I love gator.
Well, you and I are both fans of crab, so I would love to head up a Seattle Mariners game because, yeah, they have a crab pizza and it's topped with warm butter, lemons, Parmesan cheese. You know, I'm kind of thinking those of us that have those outdoor pizza ovens, that would almost be fun to try at home.
Now I want an outdoor pizza oven too.
All right. Say you're going to go to a Chicago White Sox game. They're selling the Jack Daniel's Coca-Cola ice cream float. I think we got to try this at home. Vanilla
ice cream.
Is there literally
Jack Daniel's in there?
Listen to this. Vanilla ice cream is topped with Jack Daniel's whiskey and Coca-Cola.
Genius.
I have all of those over there in the cupboard.
Jack Daniel's not a sponsor yet.
Right? And then, of course, you know, there's always those standard, you know, what do you want to say? Foods that are at every one of these
games. Like the loaded hot dogs and
Polish
sausages.
The hot dogs, nachos, loaded fries. Yes, the Polish sausages, the cheese steak sandwiches. But what I found interesting is when you start going through these menus, yeah, they have all those standards. But what they're tossing on top of it, whether it's crab meat or different types of cheese instead of just cheddar cheese, it's, you know, a beer cheese if you're in Milwaukee. It's all geared towards where you are located.
So kind of a neat little adventure. Take it from us where, you know, we didn't necessarily plan on going to the ball game. It was just something last minute. I think it was last year, wasn't it, that we did that? And we said, hey, let's go to a ball game. And we met some friends. And that's when we kind of got addicted to the food. And we started digging into this and went, this is incredible.
Well, and what I love is I started looking at these menus and I realized we can create these at home. And how fun would these be for your next gathering that you're having at your house?
Okay, you could do that. But I'm still encouraging people to go to the ball game and get out and to do that.
Well, yes, it is. Everybody should take in at least one of those ball games in their lifetime. All right, crew, we're going to take a short break, but don't go anywhere because when we come back, we're talking about it is rummage yard and garage sale season. We're talking about how to host an excellent garage sale as well as how to find those bargains. You're listening to The Ben Show. We'll be back right after this. You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to The Ben Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist.
Get ready for the Western experience of a lifetime. The world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale is back and better than ever. Join us May 16th through the 19th in Mile City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. Don't miss out on the kickoff concert featuring Josh Turner and special guest Chancey Williams. Mark your calendars and saddle up for the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armin with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
Welcome back, everyone, for your outlet for outdoor news, The Ben Radio Show. I am Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I am Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
I was so confused of what I needed.
I am laughing.
I had no idea what was happening with that.
He was being a bit of a smarty. I'm just going to say that. And he said, Should I just start it? And I said, yes, go. And I hit the button.
Imagine that. Okay. We have moved into garage sale season, yard sale, rummage sale. I love rummage sales. I got to be honest. I love auction sales. I love rummage sales. I love garage sales. So I started doing a little research for you on this topic of just the actual revenue that is produced from yard sales. Now, when we're in yard sale season, there are almost 700,000 people that will attend a yard sale every single week.
Wow.
Weekly revenues are $4.2 million.
Holy smokes!
Now, and that's just the people that are actually reporting it, right? I mean, that number, I'm guessing, is very slow.
We're going to leave Uncle Sam out of this topic.
There are an average of, 165,000 yard sales every week in the United States.
Wow.
165,000 of them. What would you think is the average price of an item at a yard sale? And again, this is people that were surveyed and they reported this. Now, I'm not talking like a farm auction. I'm talking a rummage sale.
I would
say maybe in town,
if you were to average it out across the United States, it's somewhere probably $1.
85 cents.
85 cents.
85 cents. And what do you think the profit margin is of people that have purchased said items at a rummage sale and then they resell them, like maybe on an Etsy page or on eBay or their Amazon store or something like that? What would you say the average profit margin is?
I'm going to say they make 300% on their money.
462%.
Whoa!
That's just the people that were reporting this information. So just a little bit of research for you on the garage sales, not talking the auction sales, because I'm terrible at those. Whenever I go, everything sells above retail price. Whenever I'm not there, that's when the deals are to be had. But this is just the rummage sales, and you and I try to take a little time every summer to head into town on a nice weekend and take in some garage sales.
Well, and it's not just that we do where we're living either. Tigger and I, as we've talked before, we do a lot of public speaking, or we are both PRCA Pro Rodeo announcers, music directors. So it takes us across the country, and we will whittle out time in the mornings, like, say, you know, a lot of these towns and stuff, when they're having activities, they also pair it with a lot of garage sales,
exactly,
rummage sales going on. So what are Tigger and I doing while the parade is going on? We are at the sale. We are rummage sailing, garage sailing, and finding all kinds of cool things that we just don't find at home.
Especially, so like, let's say we're in Esteline, South Dakota on a Saturday morning. What are we going to do, right, in the morning? So we take in the local garage sales.
We were out in Minnesota, you know, the land of the 10,000 lakes, last summer for a family wedding. Him and I ducked out early in the morning before the wedding, and we ended up finding a barn that was full of all kinds of stuff.
That was like a picker's paradise.
Oh my gosh. The gentleman, he even had bibs on. We walked in and he said, just make me an offer.
We could have dug for days. He had parts of that building that he didn't even know what was in them. He would just, boxes was full. And he said, just dig.
Yeah.
Just dig.
Thankfully, we were driving our pickup, because we literally filled the box of the pickup. I came home with one of those antique schoolhouse desks. Yeah, one of the originals.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We loaded that in there.
Yeah, in almost perfect condition. And I think I paid $10 for it.
Okay, so when you go to your local rummage sale, and this is kind of a little quiz for you, what are the least loved items at a rummage sale, just generally speaking?
Oh, I would say old decorations.
That's a really good guess.
Yeah,
actually,
I would say that
probably should be on the list, because you go, stuffed animals,
yes.
Televisions, magazines, books, those are the least liked items. What would you consider are the items that people like the most?
I would say the actual items you use in your yard, like anything that's a tool.
Absolutely.
Anything that goes in your shop, your
tools,
garage, tools.
Sporting goods, tools, just anything along those lines. Sporting goods, sporting equipment. Tools.
And then I would say next, depending on if you've advertised it as a family sale, there's got to be some dollars in the kids' clothing because kids go through clothes like no tomorrow.
And the other big one is collectibles.
Like
I collect the Briar Bulls. Those you can't find at rummage sales anywhere. I mean, we're always keeping our eyes on those. Or specific things like that that are considered collectible items like Griswold or Wagner cast iron. Those are the most popular items because they fall in that collectible category.
So I'm glad you're bringing this up because I did kind of dive in and put together my thoughts on the tips of A, are you hosting said garage sale and you want to get the most bang for your buck on your items? And then I also kind of put together a list of if you are that savvy shopper like Tigger and I, how you're going to score the best bargains.
And this goes the same way if you are having a rummage sale on your farm or ranch. We've been to a number of those too where they didn't have an auction sale. They just had a garage sale and you cut and everything was laid out.
So here you go. I'm going to go quick through some of these. Okay. Is that okay, Tigger?
Yes, please.
If you're thinking of hosting one of these sales, first off, please be pre-planning. Yes, pre-sale planning. Research and do the promotion work for it. Find out, like you said, Wagner, cast iron. Make sure you mark it correctly because otherwise somebody like Tigger is going to come in there and scoop it up for nothing. You're going to find out later, wait, that was worth, huh? How much? The next thing is to make sure you organize the items strategically. Group them, the similar items together. Don't just spread them all out, okay? Put it together so that it makes sense and put up signs so people can easily navigate their way. And then price items to sell, but be prepared, to be flexible because some of those folks like myself, I'm going to negotiate. I'm going to bundle.
The prices on there that have the prices clearly marked?
Yes, that's huge. That's huge. And then don't forget to, before the sale even kicks off, use that technology, your social media. Post a quick little video, something that makes people start talking and saying, I got to go to this sale.
You know, there's a lot of local groups for different items that on Facebook that you can list your sale.
Oh,
for nothing.
There are tons from Facebook to Craigslist. I mean, there's a lot of
websites too. I mean, there's a lot of them.
Yes. And be using all of that different technology. And if you don't know how to, that's where then you grab your grandkids, you grab your own kids, and you say, this is your job, okay, is to do this. And then I'm going to say the other thing, if you're selling items, clean them up. One thing that turns off is if there's a thick layer of dust on it or it's grimy and gross, I'm looking the other way and I'm going to keep walking.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or my pet peeve on this is when people want brand new retail for used items, right?
Oh, yes.
If you are, I get it. You're trying to get rid of your stuff, but you're trying to, you know, make a little cash at the same time. You and I have had a few different rummage sales already in our lifetime, and we made more money by pricing the stuff to sell than we did overinflate it and then try to come down.
This last tip I'm going to have if you are hosting a sale is one to think about because we always say cash is king, right? You're always hoping you're going to get cash, but we do have a generation of individuals that are not used to actually having cash in their pocket, or this could be their first time going to your sale. So utilizing that technology again, I'm going to say set yourself up with a Venmo account. If you don't know what that is, ask your kids, someone else. Have a digital payment form available. Or if you have items that you aren't selling for $1, $5, $10, and you're hoping to get $250, $300 because it's a boat motor or something like that, then have that digital payment ready so that, boom, you can still make that sale. And
that
does not have a reason to walk away and say, oh, I'm going to think about it and call
you
later.
Great idea. Great idea.
All right. Now, if you want to be a bargain shopper like Tigger and I, you're going to do this. You're going to make sure you are at that sale early. The early bird gets the worm.
They know that. They know that. That's all in the good stuff.
Some folks don't. It's interesting how they think that, you know, they don't have to be there until that sale starts. Tigger and I are known to show up about 5 minutes before, so we're ready. When that door goes open, we're coming in.
So is everybody else. There's a line.
Make sure you have cash. I shouldn't have to say that again, but bring the cash. Cash speaks volume. My biggest thing is I'm strategic. I go through a wholesale. I bundle everything together. I drive Tigger nuts, but I am a negotiator. So a lot of times these guys that are having the sales, they're expecting you to maybe give an offer. I find the best luck I have is if I come to the table with my arms full of stuff, I'm more likely to get it all for whatever I'm thinking in my head I want to offer as a bundled price out the door.
I just add my stuff to her pile. and she does the negotiating.
All right, crew. This has been fun. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're talking about fish and frying them up. You're listening to The Ben Show. We'll be back right after this. This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the Shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode one. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again.
Pro Rodeo fans, watch the Cowboy Channel anytime, anywhere with PRCA on the Cowboy Channel Plus. Live stream the Cowboy Channel or watch your favorite PRCA rodeos on demand. Classic PRCA rodeos added weekly. Get the PRCA on the Cowboy Channel Plus for only $9.99 a month or save 25% by signing up for a full year. Visit CowboyChannelPlus.com to sign up and start streaming today.
The 2024 world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale starts with horse racing. 6 days with pari-mutuel wagering May 4th and 5th on Derby days, coinciding with the Kentucky Derby that'll be shown live in Miles City, Montana. Mother's Day is extra special with moms free to the races and more races added May 17th through the 19th. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. For a full schedule and tickets, head online at buckinghorsesale.com.
Welcome back to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck, and riding along shotgun, as always, my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Now, what I love the most about spring is that the fishing is good. And not just that the fishing is good. It seems like anything I'm lucky enough to reel in, because I'm going to be honest here. I hate to say this, but I am not a very good angler, okay? Tigger is much better than I am. However, even those fish that I don't mean to catch, like the northern, the catfish, I find in the spring, they still taste good.
Absolutely, they do.
So that's what I'm kind of wanted to talk about, was that to kick off the spring or get those get-togethers early in the season, it's kind of fun to play a what am I eating right now game with your guests. So I'm talking, say you've got, and you've recently went fishing and you've caught some walleye, which everybody is going, ooh, all right.
Or are you talking about just because recently the boys, they got northern walleye and catfish?
Yes.
And people were wondering what was what?
And it was a genius move, I got to say, because I have 10 aunts and uncles on one side of my family alone, okay? They're all siblings, get that. And then you throw in their spouses, and they all like to say, oh, I know what this is and this is. But it was hilarious watching them dive into a mixture of walleye, catfish, and northern, and they're sitting there guessing which is which. Now, the walleye was pretty easy to pick out, but the other, they were having
some
tricks.
Was it easy because it was smaller? And the catfish was pretty big fillets that we had?
I think it was easier because the walleye, you know how it just kind of comes apart?
It has those little flakes, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
it flakes apart real easily. That's how I was able to easily identify, okay, this is the walleye.
But those were fish that were caught that morning, and just a couple hours later, we fried them up. So in my opinion, and I am a fish connoisseur, I absolutely love fish, I thought it was very difficult to tell them apart.
I agree.
Because it was cold water that we took them out of, and we filleted them up right away, and we fried them all right away.
Yeah, I agree. So I'm going to suggest and tell you, this was a fun meal to have with everybody. Everybody got a kick out of it. Of course, if you're tossing in northern, make sure you're letting everybody know, watch for the bones,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, we tried to get the Y bones out, but there might have been a few in there.
But you can do that with the panfish. You can do that with the perch. Whatever's in your area right now that sometimes gets a little mushy as the summer gets a little too warm for it, you know, bass, any of those. Right now, the water's still cold.
Yep.
And they're good eating. Just find yourself a very good batter and dip it all in the same batter and it all tastes good.
Genius, Beck. You're a genius.
And that is all, folks. We're going to call this show wrapped. Thank you to my producer, sound engineer, co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. And remember, folks, to keep sending us in any questions you might have, as well as be checking out thebenshow.com website, because we have all the show notes from this show if you're wanting to reference anything. Again, we love finding out if you have a recipe that we should test out in our cabin kitchen, as well as your area's field reports. That number, again, is 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363, or you can always email benradioshow@gmail.com. If you missed part of this episode, want to hear past shows, as I mentioned, you can find them on the website, thebenshow.com. And be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to The Ben Show YouTube channel. Looking to change things up this year, this summer, this fall? Think about having us, Tigger and Beck, entertain your crowd. As I've mentioned before, we are PRCA Pro Rodeo card holders. Tigger is a pro rodeo announcer, and we are PRCA music directors. Let us make your event extra special. We've got plenty of tales to tell, let's put it that way. Thank you to our partners, the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale. By the way, Tigger and I will be there, and we hope we get to meet you. Ditalia Outdoors, the Prairie Crocus, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Blue Water Girl Charters, Buckstorm, Little Rack Taxidermy, Mickey's Mustard, Atlas Tracks, RFD TV, and Wrangler. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along, and whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me back all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.